There's nothing worse than hurting. And I don't know about the rest of you out there, but it seems like every part of your body can hurt all at the same time. Well, at Curtis Chiropractic, they actually address the cause of your pain, not just the symptom. And joining us today is Dr. Lucas Showerman with Curtis Chiropractic. And you're actually local. You're from Stockbridge, Michigan, right?
Correct. Yep. That's where I was born and raised, and that's where I graduated high school from.
And you're now an ambassador with the Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's Executive Director, Terrace Ahrens, also joined us. What does that mean to be an ambassador, Terrace?
So ambassadors are basically, you know, we have our board of directors, and they oversee me and what we're doing as an organization. The ambassadors are kind of the feet on the ground that actually help us make everything happen. So they volunteer at our events. They bring us insight from the community. They spread, you know, information about the chamber to the community. They're basically just kind of an extension of our staff and our office, and really without them, we can't do anything. So they're very vital to what we do here at the chamber in Chelsea.
And they also help with a lot of events. We're going to talk about that in just a moment, particularly with Dr. Showerman. I want to get back to my pain though, Doctor. Let's talk a little bit about the value of chiropractic and what services you offer at Curtis Chiropractic in Chelsea.
So chiropractic can be great, not just for people in pain, but even as a preventative source. I mean, even starting from birth, I mean, not a lot of people think about it, but birth is a very traumatic event, both for mom and the baby. And those stressors can alter some of the alignment we have in our spine, even from day one. And if those things aren't addressed, that can be something that's just seen as your normal, but you might never reach your true potential through that. So that's one big thing. Services we offer here. So we obviously do chiropractic adjusting both the spine, and we look at different extremity joints such as, you know, wrists, elbows, ankles, things like that. We also offer massage therapy, which is great for just general relaxation, but also different injuries, muscle soreness, tightness, things like that. We also offer traction table. It's a massage table that kind of helps either before or after adjustments, kind of get some more passive motion through the person's body. And then we also offer things like Gradstin and ultrasound, which can kind of help with more acute injuries and healing.
I want to go back to what you said about babies. So you can actually do chiropractic techniques on infants?
Yes. So that is a big misconception too. People don't understand that. So like for me, the youngest patient I've seen was 2 weeks old.
Wow.
It's definitely, because I mean, when you picture the whole crack and backs, you kind of picture a baby and you're like, that does not sound safe. But it is so much more gentle than most people would think it is. Babies don't have the muscles that guard as much. So really all you can have to do is, even if you just put a little bit of pressure on the area, normally you can get a little bit of movement that way. So it's definitely very gentle.
How interesting. And I want people to know this is radio, and you had quote air quotes up over cracking back. So chiropractic is much more than that.
Yes.
And you mentioned a table. What kind of table is that, and what does it do?
So it's a traction table. Pretty much it's a rolling massage table. It has a roller that kind of goes down the center. It kind of goes from the belt line to about the neck. That can kind of help. We usually put people on it for about 10 minutes. Some people present differently than others. Some people come in with a lot of muscle tightness, and it makes adjusting hard on them, but also hard on us. So by doing that, it kind of helps relax the patient, relax the muscles, and it can kind of make adjusting a little bit easier. Also, you can do it after the adjustment, and it'll kind of help relax those muscles and get a little bit more movement through there afterwards.
Dr. Showerman, you also mentioned working on arms and hands, and I have never thought about that with chiropractic. I think of backs, necks, legs.
Yes.
What is it about our arms that you're able to adjust?
So in school, we learn how to assess and adjust pretty much every joint in the body. So that includes shoulders, elbows, wrists, some fingers, mostly like the thumbs are the big ones, ankles, again, the different feet and the bones, and then knees. These areas, when they get, when they have some dysfunctional movement, they can kind of alter function and cause different symptoms such as elbow pain or wrist pain, but also some of those wrist bones, when they're not moving or in the right alignment, they can also kind of cause symptoms such as carpal tunnel.
So I didn't realize you could use chiropractic for carpal tunnel. So many people struggle with whether they want to get surgery or not. And quite frankly, I haven't heard a lot of success with most of those surgeries from at least my friends. So this is an option.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, again, surgery is always something that, you know, they'll have to talk to their primary care, because there's many different causes of carpal tunnel or the symptoms associated with carpal tunnel. I mean, that could even stem from a nerve root in your neck that that kind of supplies the nerve supply to your hand. That can even be coming from your neck. It can be coming from your elbow. Pretty much anywhere where that nerve runs from the neck down to wherever it's causing symptoms, it can be altered anywhere along that path.
Wow, amazing. So if someone has never been to a chiropractor before, we're talking with Dr. Lucas Showerman, and he is with Curtis Chiropractic, which is on South Main Street in Chelsea, a lovely office there. And you really take an evidence-based approach to healthcare, I understand. But if someone hasn't been before, what should they expect when they first make that appointment?
So especially with people who've never been before, there's a lot of misconceptions, and there can also be a lot of fear associated with it. I mean, you think of things like social media or like TikTok. It's great, you know, for spreading information, but also there's a lot of false information or construed. You can see a lot of videos of people being adjusted, and you hear these loud cracks and all these torquing. And to some people, that might be enticing and make them want to go. And for other people, that could definitely scare them. So the one thing we like to establish right off the bat is communication. So on a new patient appointment, they come in, we grab some vitals, and then we kind of go over their paperwork, which has their chief complaint, and we kind of go over every single little thing that they have. We also make it well known that we're never going to sneak up and adjust anybody. Everyone will always know exactly what we're going to do before we do it. And then we move into an exam where we kind of assess not only the problem areas, but kind of the whole chain, because everything's linked. And then kind of based off that, if we need to, we'll take x-rays. And if we don't have to, we won't. And then kind of going from there, we'll move towards some of the adjusting stuff, as long as it's something we think we can help with. And we'll make sure that we talk the patient through everything that we're going to do before we do it.
Does insurance cover chiropractic or not yet? I know this has been going back and forth in the industry.
Yeah. So there's definitely some that do and some that don't. So we do accept insurance, and we are in network with a lot of the major insurances. Again, it always depends. You know, some people have to work towards a deductible, other plans don't. But yes, there are the majority of insurance, at least that we work with, does cover chiropractic to an extent.
All right. And our listeners can visit curtis-chiropractic.com. That's Curtis with a dash. chiropractic.com. That's spelled chiropractic.com. They're based in Chelsea. Dr. Lucas Showerman, you are taking new patients, right?
Correct. Yep, we are accepting new patients.
Excellent. Well, he's also ambassador with the Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce. So you're doing everything right, getting involved with the community and our great chamber in Chelsea. Terrace Aaron's also with us. So Terrace, I understand that Dr. Showerman's helping with a big event that you've got coming up.
Yeah. So we've got our backyard beer garden coming up on October 1st. This will be, the event will be returning for its third year. And Lucas, like many of our ambassadors, is going to be helping us out pouring beer and checking IDs and keeping everything safe and running well and having fun. Really excited for this year. We have so much cool stuff happening. Have we talked about the beer garden before? I believe we have.
I think last year, but I haven't experienced it yet. And I will say this, if you're in pain, the beer garden might be a good place to start before you go over to get an adjustment. Because I think that would help out a lot.
Yeah.
But tell everyone about the beer garden and what's going on.
So basically what it is it's $5 entry. And then you come in and we have giant games and normal yard games all over the place. We've added 3 new games again this year. So we've got over 20 different yard games. We've got things from like giant beer pong, where we actually have 55-gallon barrels and use like a dodgeball to play beer pong. We have giant flip cup, big giant cups, and giant ring toss and fricket and bowling and giant Jenga and giant Connect Four and giant Kerplunk. And it just keeps going. We have snook ball and a giant billiard soccer game and just endless amount of games. All the games are free to pay. And so it's just $5 to come in and you can just free range. We'll have a DJ there this year, which is a new addition. In the past, it's just been me with some speakers and a tablet. And I think everyone's sick of listening to that. So we went ahead and hired a DJ this year. So IQ Audio will be doing that for us, and that's going to be really nice. And then we've got food trucks and all sorts of drinks. So food trucks this year, we're going to have Smokehouse 52 food truck there doing barbecue. We've got Thompson's Pizza doing pizza. We've got Cake by Katie's going to be doing beer garden-themed cake pops, which if you haven't checked those out, they are phenomenal. She does a great job. True North Jerky, I believe, is going to be joining us with some charcuterie and some jerkies and some meat and cheese snacks and stuff of that nature. And then as far as the real feature of the whole thing here, the beer, we keep it to pretty much all Michigan craft drinks. So we'll have a whole array of beers from stouts to blondes to ambers to IPAs to whatever you like. But then we also have Ugly Dog Distillery there doing caramel whiskey and apple cider cocktails. The Crazy Diamond's going to be there doing a white sangria this year. And Withington's, which is one of our new shops here in town, the beer and wine shop, is going to be doing different Michigan bottled canned craft drinks and some wine and stuff, which will be a new addition this year. We haven't had wine in the past.
This is all coming up on October 1st, right? October 1st is the date?
Yes. Okay. Yep, October 1st, 3 to 10 p.m., downtown Chelsea, right in the Palmer Commons. It's going to be a time, man. It is so much fun.
Everyone mark your calendars. October 1st, 3 to 10 p.m. All ages are welcome. Again, $5 cash cover. What a great way to spend a fall day in Michigan, in Chelsea, Michigan, with this wonderful backyard beer garden brewed in Chelsea. And you'll get a chance to meet Dr. Showerman as well. He's going to be one of the ambassadors helping out there. Are you a pretty good pourer of beer?
I mean, I'd like to think so, but I guess we're going to say.
Sounds great. Well, it's so nice getting to know you, and it's really great you being from the area, from Stockbridge, and now working in Chelsea at Curtis Chiropractic. We wish you well with your new practice there, Dr. Showerman. Pleasure getting to know you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and it was very nice to meet you as well.
You as well. Dr. Lucas Showerman, Curtis Chiropractic. You can visit curtis-chiropractic.com. And for more information about all the great activities going on in Chelsea through our Chelsea Area Chamber of Commerce, as you just heard Terrace Ahrens, the executive director, talking about, go to chelseamish.com, chelseamish.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.